Yo, it's Mr. Lover Lover, and I'm here with Barbecue Bob. Let him know that that jerk sauce is off the chain. You dig that? Yeah, that steak is off the chain. Yeah, and I don't even eat meat, but I'm eating it today. Because that what? That sauce is crazy.
Yeah, that's right. You're listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're back after a week off celebrating the holidays. Had a couple weeks to just relax and get our thoughts in order and think about 2011 and look forward to 2012. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. And good morning, Grilling World. The third cup of coffee is doing some good.
That's right.
I'm finally here.
We're ready to... Yeah. It was a little slow start for Bob this morning. It was pretty dark when I rolled up to his driveway, but... rattled the cage, and he got up and got going. But wanted to give a shout-out to one of my friends. You know, Bob and I are big on Michigan businesses and the success stories that we've found. And I've got a friend that I've been spending some time with. He's a gentleman. He owns a company called Grand Rapids Chair Company. His name's Dave Miller. And Dave's just a great guy. He's becoming a great friend of mine. And he started this business about 15 years ago, and it's very successful. And he's in the furniture business. But what he's been doing over the last couple weeks is helping me put together a table for my Green Egg Grill. I'm one of the guys that's got one of those Kamado smokers, and it's on this little nest, and it's really hard to move around. It's kind of tipsy, the one they sell you from the factory.
Which is perfect for you.
Yeah. But I just wanted to give a shout out to my buddy Dave. We're putting together this table. We're going to unveil it at the Hunt and Time Expo, the Weller Auto Hunt and Time Expo, where Bob and I are at the end of the month. But we've got a 2-inch maple butcher block top on this thing. It's going to be fantastic. Cool, man. Really cool. So I'm looking forward to rolling that thing out.
I can't believe you're sitting here talking about your stinking Big Green Egg when you've got Rob Russell, the famous cowboy, on the hold. You are going to get the wrath of Russell. Good morning, Rob. Are you there?
Oh, my God. I'm telling you what, Joppy. You better not call me and ask me for any more recipes.
He's done.
I'm not going to work on that egg.
No, I'll tell you, Rob. Okay, here's the kudos, my brother. Okay,
you should see his face right now. It's so red.
I called you for that brine that I did on those pheasants, and I cooked all 20 of them on... the good one. I did not even come close to firing up that green egg.
I saw that on the website.
That's
so
right.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah. No, the egg couldn't handle it.
Have a weak moment. I know that.
Yep.
He had to use the big chuck wagon. He is a cross dresser.
Yes. Yes. That's okay. It's okay to have both.
I know. Really. It's still fun to bust his chops, so.
Yeah, I know that.
And
the pheasants come out good.
They're beautiful.
We actually got one here in the studio with us right now, running around. I just kicked it under the table. No, actually, it did. That brine was fantastic with the apple juice, brown sugar, salt, and a couple other spices. But put it in there 4 hours, and then smoked it about 2 more hours. And I tell you what, it turned out great. So thank you. Put some of that Kansas City Sweet from the Three Little Pigs on there before I wrapped them in bacon. Just a fantastic combination. If anybody's interested, hit us on Facebook. I'll shoot you the whole process because it is a process. It's not easy. But Bob, or Rob, you've got a little sesame beef today we were going to talk about. What's that all about?
Yeah, and, you know, if you have any pheasant left over, that pheasant would be good with this recipe too. But I'm going to do some venison with this sesame beef, so it's going to be sesame venison. But, you know, it's the sesame oil and the rice vinegar, and, I mean, it's basically a marinade. So, you know, probably, I don't know, I always like to put them in the refrigerator and go the 8-hour route, but on the recipe, you can do it 10 minutes at room temperature. But it's a really nice recipe. It's easy to do. It's like you don't really want to grill a T-bone steak and bring out to your New Year's Eve party. So that's a good way to bring steak to the New Year's Eve party. It's easy to eat, but just don't buy a tough cut of steak to do this or you will seriously fail. And it ends up with the teriyaki sauce. I mean, you look on the website, you can see all the ingredients, but it's a nice, you can put it in a covered dish and pull it out and they go pretty quick.
I have not posted that yet. I'll post that this morning when I get back to the underground bunker.
And I was even early sending it in to you. So
I know it. Well, I was a little too concerned with trying to kill a deer in the last couple of days. I'm kind of panic-stricken. I've been running through the woods screaming, and I can't find any.
Really?
Yeah.
Really. Well, maybe you'll have to come back to Kansas and shoot one of these. We got plenty of them around.
That's all I can think of.
You know, I didn't even pull my ropes down for hanging deer. You know, last time you went over and helped me put that stove in that barn.
Right.
My buddy Ed's house. You know, he wanted to keep the ropes up so he could get another deer, so I think we're going to go out and...
Hold on just a minute. What are you guys doing, tying deer to a tree down there? What's this ropes with deer? Is this some Kansas technique I'm unfamiliar with?
Oh, no. Well, we hang him in his barn with the ropes. That's what I was talking about. I didn't want to give you any ideas of how to do that. I mean, I was going to tie a deer up to a tree for you guys when you came, so maybe you could get one, but...
Joppy hunts sheep with their head stuck in the fence, so we'll just leave it alone.
Oh, that's mutton. They're nutton.
Yeah. Do that. I mean, really.
All right. Well, listen, your boss is going to be on to close the show for us this afternoon, or here in about another half hour. So Joe Rately from Ace of Hearts Barbecue. Yeah, he called me last night about 11 o'clock. He just got back in, so... we're going to get a final farewell to 2011 from the big man himself.
That's great. That's great. I'm sure he'll have a lot to say.
And Chris Marks' commercial was on while you were on hold, so you're just getting splattered with work on a Saturday morning while you're at home.
That's all right. I have like 4 days off, and you know that's about three too many.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate
your... All right, guys. You guys keep up the good work. Keep the barbecue rolling in Michigan, and I'll be up to see you soon.
Looking forward to it, Rob. Have a safe and happy new year, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys.
Bye-bye. That's Rob Russell, our favorite cowboy from Topeka, Kansas.
Quick one here. Going to throw on some grilled peaches on the grill. Cut them in half. Take the pit out of them. Put a little brown sugar on them with the cut side down. Grill them for about a minute and a half. Turn them over. Put that little dollop of brown sugar inside where the pit was, grill them for about another 2 or 3 minutes, and I tell you what, you've got a quick and easy little dessert that's fantastic. Take that off the grill hot, put it on a plate with a lump of French vanilla ice cream, and you have a really easy grilled peach dessert that is absolutely fantastic. You can throw that one down in a matter of about 3 minutes. Coming up next, we're going to break down this grilling club again. If you weren't with us in the first hour, we're going to be trying to start a little grilling club here in West Michigan. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and see if we can get you guys involved. And then we've got a gentleman named Tim Bourne, who's here from Bourne to Grill. Got a new unique product he makes right here in West Michigan. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.